This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer. Scott Simon is in Baghdad. He joins us now from there. Hi, Scott.
Hi there, Linda. How are you?
Pretty good, I think. Pretty good. I like this chair I'm sitting in. Scott?
It's a nice chair surrounded by nice people.
Absolutely. Scott, 2 weeks after U.S. tanks were first seen inching down the streets of Baghdad, what does the city look like?
You know, as we went around last night and today, it doesn't look like a city that's been bombed out so much as a place in which somebody just pulled out the plug. Today, of course, Saturday, we're into late Saturday afternoon here. It's the first day of the work week in Baghdad, and there's this really almost eerie silence and lack of activity in most parts of the city. There's no water, no electricity. More to the point, what the crunch people are beginning to feel now is no work. There are throngs of people assembling outside of the Palestine Hotel here, and they slip notes of paper across the way to some U.S. soldiers and some kids that the soldiers have kind of adopted as mascots. Now, these are notes asking people inside to make calls for family to them, notes to get a ride somewhere in the country, notes saying something like, my brother was taken away by the government in 1992, can you help me find him? But most of the notes are for jobs. I made a note of one woman who said, I have worked in the Ministry of Agriculture since 1993. I speak English. I can file. I have family of six to support and need work. And there has been none for the past 2 weeks. No work, no money.
Any idea when work could begin again, when Baghdad can go back to work?
The answer always seems to be 5 days or so. It's always dependent upon the supply or lack of supply of electricity, and nobody quite knows for sure why it's off so universally around the city. There's a neighborhood-by-neighborhood search that's going on for broken lines and for transformers. I should note, too, that to be sure, some small shopkeepers have already opened. Many of them took the contents, in fear of looting, they took the contents of their small stores home. So you can buy things like cigarettes, chewing gum, small candies. On El Sudun Street today, there was a man in front of an ice cream shop selling pictures of Shia Muslim religious martyrs, noting that 2 weeks ago he couldn't have done that. In fact, for the past generation, he couldn't have done it. Inside the ice cream store, the man, the owner, was cleaning it. He can't take his inventory home. It just melted away. He needs electricity. He explained that without electricity, people can't hear announcements as to when places of work will open, don't know if they can get there by public bus. And it's the lack of electricity that also makes continued acts of looting possible. Even as U.S. Army and Baghdad police patrol the streets, they're stretched out over a very wide area. And when darkness falls, that's when shooting and looting and fires begin.
Yesterday, tens of thousands of Sunnis and Shiites took to the streets in Baghdad, calling for Americans to go home. Do you feel that there's some kind of strong anti-American sentiment there now?
You know, I would not say strong, and maybe that's just because we can walk into a group of people who are protesting the fact that the U.S. government isn't doing this or doing that and feel, unless I miss my guess, perfectly safe. This is a city that for generations has had organized enormous anti-American demonstrations with hundreds of thousands of people, 30,000 people. I think this time they were delivering a very specific message about how they want Iraq now to become an Islamic state. I think what you're hearing now is grousing about America's responsibility for events at the moment. They feel that American forces have displaced this figure that has so totally dominated Iraqi life for the past generation, and they naturally feel that the party that the force that was strong enough to do that ought to be strong enough to get the water going and to get and to restore electricity. The U.S. forces have become Baghdad City Hall, and at the moment this is a city that's very much hurting.
What about casualties, Scott? Any notion of how many Iraqi civilians have been killed in this war?
I have to tell you honestly, no. And the number of Iraqi civilian casualties and the number of Iraqi army casualties is a story we very much want to do. There are people who will provide estimates, and honestly, I think, by the way, we have to do business and journalism. I'm not going to pass them on just because I think there's really no supporting evidence. We do know that certainly the bombing campaign was so intense there were concentrations of Iraqi soldiers who were bombed. We also know subsequently that a lot of Iraqi soldiers shucked their uniforms and melted away.
NPR's Scott Simon speaking from Baghdad. Scott, thanks very much.
Thank you, Linda.